You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato.
And this episode is sponsored by Vegas.com. Spring break's coming up, so it would be a good place to go. And you get 10% off everything with airfare plus hotel package. And if you go, you can go to the homepage, Vegas.com, click on the microphone, and you can put in our code IOP, which stands for Invasion of Privacy. Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
I'm Joe Santagato.
And today we've got fucking Nate back. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? I keep making it back here. People hate me. I'm back.
And we also have this guy just fucking
Case Rosso.
What's up?
What's up, guys?
Thanks for coming.
I want to thank you guys again for having me. I know there's people that refuse to listen to this podcast when I'm on, but I really appreciate you guys.
We have
a good time.
We believe in you. We've got your back.
Thank you for driving this podcast straight into the fucking ground.
It has a polarizing effect on people.
I really do.
They either love him or hate him.
Yeah. It's no in between. And that's the way that I want it. Just like Hollywood Hulk Hogan in 1997. Either loved it or hated
it. Would.
Either way, I mean, it's a pretty decent reference. Thank you guys for having me. This is going to be great. We're going to have the best time of our lives.
Oh, by the way, I had a listener write that she wants some tips on anal sex.
What?
Oh, boy.
Why is she asking you?
I guess because I talk about sex all the time.
You're
stuff.
The butthole queen.
So I'm the butthole queen, apparently. I have had anal a couple times. I'm not
an expert. Like 40?
No, not 40. But like, you know, a decent amount.
Like 20?
Probably more like 15, 10. I don't know.
I guess you would know how many times something's in your ass, but still.
It's definitely,
definitely know.
I would know that number.
Jarring.
I would know that number.
Is that what it's kind of like?
It's a lot. It's intense. But
what are your tips? I would love to hear this shit.
Here. Well, she wanted to know.
Pun.
Yeah. She wanted to know what products I use. I just used KY jelly. I didn't get anything special.
Cover Girl is really what I'm on.
Here's what she uses.
No.
That's truck stop right
that's
there. Fun. That's disgusting.
I thought that would be a good.
No, that's awful. No.
I don't know if it's enough. I don't know if spit would be enough for it. Because, I mean, it depends on how tight the asshole is.
Well, you have sex first, right?
I mean, it should be pretty tight.
Sex doesn't
Who goes right to the butt?
Yeah, no, I know, but
I was trying to do it.
Right to the ass?
You start on ass, and you really see where you're at.
But wait, hold on. Case, are you saying, like, the lube from the vagina would help?
Yes.
Got it.
I'm implying that she's enjoying the sex part and that there's lubricated. And then I'm just pulling on the pants just into the
There was one time.
Gatorade's not bad either. Pour that on.
Oh, my God.
G2.
Or if you guys got butter, you put it in the microwave for, like, 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Heat some butter up. Popcorn ass. It's not bad. It's pretty good.
There was one time.
WD-40.
There was one time.
CLR.
There was one time.
We should just keep naming it Sriracha. I don't know what else.
Sriracha. Sriracha's got to be the worst one so far.
Is that bad?
Burn the hell right out of you.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be really awesome, like that fire and ice stuff on your dick.
Funny. Fire and ice. You get Sriracha, fire and ice condoms, and then that hot gum.
She walks in, you just have fire and ice, Sriracha.
Big red Sriracha, fire and ice condoms.
Atomic fireballs.
You're really going to hell right there.
Hot tamales, whatever. Anyway, what were you saying, Kate?
Cinnamon hearts.
Were you saying something?
There was one time with Tim where I was wet enough that it just actually didn't need any lube. But that's pretty rare. I wouldn't do that for a first time. Use KY.
So what did this woman want to know? That's it?
Some tips
use?
On anal. And I would just say, and ease it in. Don't just try to shove a dick in your butt.
Well, you can't. It's impossible to just shove a dick in your butt.
Yeah, take it slow. Breathe. Just relax. You can't be tense because then the asshole will tense up. You got to be relaxed.
Is it worth it?
It depends. It's to each his own. For me, I actually can enjoy it. It's like, you know, did you ever take like a painful shit where it feels good and it's painful?
I enjoy all my shits. But
do you?
I don't enjoy the pain.
I was just going to say, I don't think that's the way to promote anal sex. Yes.
You ever take a big shit? It's like that.
But like, it's going in instead of coming out.
And you don't have to wipe, so there's
no. But there have been times where I've taken a shit that it's like slightly a little bit painful, but it's like a painful good, and it comes out. It's like almost
so you're
like
saying
that.
It's good when the dick comes out, but when it's in there, it's painful.
Yeah. No, I can't explain
it.
It's
not a good time.
What do you want this woman to do before anal sex?
Exactly.
Have like 50 nuggets and then just go into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Loosen yourself up. Ready. Take a big ass dump. Take
that's
some laxatives.
Disgusting.
Maybe get fisted.
Well, that's the other thing about anal. You know, make sure it's a clear stomach kind of day because you don't want any poop on that dick.
Oh, God.
No, for sure.
Oh, my God.
This is the one. Totally. Every episode, there's something, and this is the one. The old poop dick, you know? Jesus Christ.
The old poop dick.
So that was it? She was like, what kind of products do you use?
Has that ever happened?
Oh, tips.
I have a YouTube. I have a YouTube video on it. Anal sex. Look it up.
Are you serious? Are you serious? Just you up on a table, ass all over the place?
No, I'm just talking about it.
I have a question. Has that ever happened to either of you with the poop dick?
Yes.
Eat once. Very, very, very vaguely. And I was like, okay.
It's upsetting.
It's not a fun thing. You're not happy about it.
Did you run to the bathroom and clean your shit?
I didn't look down. I just ran into the shower.
Oof.
I just jumped in the shower.
I always say.
Did you scream, it's shit, and then run? And
it's actually in there.
Wait, there's shit in there?
You weren't lying.
I always say anal sex is like Russian roulette because there is a bit of a risk. Yeah. So if you're going to stick it in a butt, there could be poop in there.
There's six chambers to the butt, and one of them has
shit in it.
Just
don't.
Mow! Diddy Mow! Dear, anybody?
Russian roulette. Yeah. Dear Hunter.
Thank you.
Nice.
Anyways, so what are we saying here? Do it, right? Take the penis in the ass.
If you're into it, try it. But some people find it really painful, and in that case, don't do it. Do what you want.
And pretend like it's like a novel experience. Don't act like you're a pro, because that's weird, too.
Yeah. It's like the first time you see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Like, actually be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Have a reaction. Don't just be like,
whatever.
Never done that before? That's not good.
Yeah. I was lied to about it one time.
She said that,
and she just, oh, really?
I was like, oh, that was crazy. Because I was like, it was intense. And I was like, you know, felt good. And then when we were done, I was like, oh, that was crazy. And she goes, what, you never done that before? I was like,
that's exactly.
Oh, Jesus.
A woman told me that she had never done it before. And we were doing it. And when we were done, I was like, actually, sorry, reverse that story. She told me she had done it before, and then once we were done, she was like, I've never done that before. And I was like, but you told me that you had. And it was just this weird argument.
Also weird if you say I've never done it before, because I don't know about most guys, but I'm just like, all right, well, I appreciate you lying for me. But like, you could just say, I haven't done it. Just don't say anything.
We did it.
We're doing it.
Of course you've done it. There's people are walking the earth. You have an ass. You want to put something in it.
Yeah. You throw things in there.
You throw it.
Would you guys ever let a girl put something in your ass?
What is it? Joe's so quick to answer. He never even kind of. Remember that day that I tried to get him to suck a dick? It was because of that quick answer right there. No.
You would've.
I'm sorry.
You wouldn't suck a dick.
What are we talking about?
Sucking a dick isn't exactly on my bucket list next to go to Dubai.
Well, that you want to go to Dubai?
I don't want. I just said.
I was going to say. It's like a mall. You don't want to really go.
I don't want.
I've been in the airport. It's a good time.
I just want to go home and lay down.
I would let a woman do that.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for it, but I'm also not like. I mean, maybe. How old are you again? I'm sorry.
22.
When I was 22, I might just go no. But now I've reached an age where you're like, what else are we doing? The phones aren't getting better. Sex ain't getting better. Let's do some new shit. Get a fucking hand in the ass. You know what I mean? We're not even using the ass. It's like having an iPhone 6. You don't even do all the shit that it can do. You know what I mean? You're just texting and calling people. You know how many things this? You can record stuff. You can make a whole movie. Put it into a film festival. That's what the ass is. It's the film festival of your
frontier.
Body.
It's a new frontier.
It's the new frontier. So
Sundance Film Festival.
I'm not against it. I'm not looking for it. But I mean, right woman, right hands. Yes.
I mean, why's it got to be hand too? I mean, I've had a tongue.
Not a full
situation.
Hand.
I mean, tongue. We're not even.
Oh, that's not even a thing. Huh?
No. Any man that would go, I'm not even letting a woman do that. Get over your fucking self.
Joe, would you let a girl tongue your ass?
Oh, at this point in my life, no.
Get over
your
fucking
self. Has it happened against your will?
It hasn't happened against.
Why would you not allow that?
Because I don't. I just doesn't appeal to me right now.
Oh my good.
And that's okay.
No!
Thank you.
Remember
Mom.
Before you couldn't step on a dick and now it's a guy can't get his ass licked? That's
is that
okay?
Not a thing. Like, every time it's happened.
Why would you not
me,
let that happen?
The girl has initiated very aggressively and I did
really?
Not want to.
Just
I didn't ask.
Flip
at
you
all.
Over in your house.
She just flipped me over.
If that,
she was like, get up!
If that
happened. Pants off!
Here's the thing.
On your knees.
I don't really have it in me to ask someone. To do that. If that happened to me where they were just like, well, I'm diving in for, and I would just like, just kind of see how it went, but it's not something I would initiate.
Yeah.
A couple years, you might change your mind.
I might. Well, yeah. But right now,
it's 22.
No.
Yeah, 22 is pretty young.
Yeah. Got a little.
I wasn't licking ass or getting my ass licked at 22.
Anybody out there?
No.
At that point, it only happened to me twice, but it wasn't, I did not initiate at all.
Wow.
It was just the girl.
21 is the first time it happened to me. It was a good time.
Wow.
I remember
did you
that.
Enjoy it? I just
yes.
remember laughing and being like, this is weird. I didn't enjoy it the way I enjoy it now.
I grew up too quick.
Oh, I love it now.
Really?
That was fantastic. Now I'm like, hey, a little bit lower. A little bit lower. A little bit lower.
All
I never
the
asked.
Way, all the way to the
oh,
back.
Oh, by the way, if you don't want to ask, all you have to do is just keep as saying lower. And they figure it out.
As you're turning
they
over.
Figure it out eventually.
A little bit lower. A little bit lower. No, that side now. Yep, that's the one we're talking
yeah,
about.
There it is. There it is.
What if she goes, I
had a girl that came over and would just do that. She would come over and like, just wouldn't talk to me. She would go down on me for like a little bit and then use her hand and then do that whole butt thing. And then
she
would
wouldn't have an orgasm?
No, she would just make me orgasm on her and then she would leave.
Wow.
Without...
Can we what? Say, though, if we're giving out purple hearts to people, this fucking woman yeah. deserves one? Oh, that is a
is
American hero.
Okay, yeah. What about this? What about a guy?
Jesus
what would you
Christ.
Say? What would you say about a guy who just comes over to a girl's place, eats her out, and then leaves? What would you say about
a
that guy?
A woman would call him a hero.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I could call
what's
him a friend.
Doing? I love. I don't
I
have any
be
problem
like,
with this girl.
What's his deal?
See, why do you always go? Why can't you just let somebody enjoy
yeah,
their life?
Why
do you always
got
to go? I wonder what happened to them as a kid. Did a box of cereal fall on their head
I
when they were
exactly.
at a grocery store? Can
if
you just
someone
let a person eat a butt or lick a vagina for Christ's sake?
No.
If someone walked up to Kate, gave her $1 million, she'd be like, "What happened when you
who
were younger?
Who touched you?
Do you know you don't have to do this?
You could keep it
just
yourself.
Enjoy your money.
If a man wanted to come over to your house, just lick your goddamn vagina and leave. He has a problem.
I'd be like, well, why can't we have like I want to suck
oh
your dick
my.
Or I want to like
oh
have a
so you're getting annoyed he's not like he's, and he's not having sex with you you're like wondering why is he not having sex with me maybe something's wrong with
you
my
I want more intimacy I would want more connection than that
yeah, yeah.
Well you know that's the reason why no strange men are just coming over and licking your goddamn vagina too many questions
I don't want that.
You can't.
I know, and that's why it's not at your door.
Good.
That's why there's no man at your door with his tongue out, just knocking, being like, "Why are we doing this?"
Can't be Axe Jeeves and someone's got that offer on the table.
Yeah,
take it or leave it.
Mm.
I mean, that'd be cool if that was a thing. Like, girls could just go out there, get oral, and then. But I get it. Guys are super aggressive, and they're going to try to do other
not
stuff.
All guys
but
are
that
super
would be
aggressive.
Great. I know.
Which woman are we talking about here? What kind of woman are we talking about?
I don't know. Just let you know.
I'll go down with a woman and leave.
Oh, me too. I'm into that. That sounds great.
Really? You would? Both of you?
I have
100%.
Done that.
Yeah. What are we
talking
about?
I didn't like go to a place, do it, and leave.
But then she did call me and be like, well, why can't we have can we watch a movie and get more? This would be you. This is you.
The story might change as I'm going down. I might be like, oh, I wouldn't mind a little something. You know what I mean? I might feel less selfless at
while
I
was doing
it.
Can I jerk off? Can I jerk off while I'm licking your business?
Well, here's the thing, and I know Nate's going to get riled up here, but like, okay, so you know when you're having sex, right? And
sure.
Nope.
Sure.
And a girl.
You ever been down that road?
It's a dark road.
A girl. You know a girl comes first. Case.
Yeah.
A girl comes first.
Never
right?
happened. Go ahead.
That's hilarious.
I've never been
a girl comes first.
All right, let's go.
But then obviously you're going to come after, correct? That's just how it
what
goes.
What do you mean obviously?
Like when a girl comes, that's not the end of sex.
Because we've gone over this.
Now
women
it is.
Can come a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Men come one goddamn time. What do you want us to do for fuck's sake?
If you came first, right, would you then say the sex is over or would you go out of your way to make her have an orgasm?
She has to have. She doesn't have to. That'd be weird if I was like, you have a fucking orgasm. Like, yeah.
You got a goddamn job to do.
You didn't fucking come yet? What's wrong with you? And she's like, that.
But you'd
want to
make sure she
come.
Came too.
Huh?
You would want to make sure.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I think
but
that's
I,
great.
But here I have an insurance policy, which I make sure she has. I try to always make sure she has an orgasm before
exactly.
we have sex.
Exactly. There's a process to
I
nature.
Do that too, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's she
a,
comes
that way,
first.
No, because I have no idea what's going to happen. Once my penis gets involved, I have no idea what's going to happen.
That's what I do, too,
so,
just in case. It's like a backup plan. It's a safety net.
This
so
what, is
like
the way that life
out?
Works.
No, I mean, I'm like average with that. My fingering game is off the chain.
Good
I
for
got
you.
Great finger game. Yeah.
Case finger blasting
it's
awesome.
Only, it's the only thing I sex is okay.
I like this
but
guy.
But fingering is, I'm great. Doggy style fingering, especially.
Oh. Good for you.
Good at that. Yeah. A lot of, I make sure she has an orgasm first. That way I can't feel bad if I get too excited.
But that is the order of things. It has to be that way.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
I feel like most guys probably do that and every girl's like, oh, it's weird. This guy's not doing that. Because I feel is that you do that I feel like
that doesn't happen to me a lot. Normally we go pretty much into like there will be some fingering and stuff like that, but it's like the sex is really what
yeah like I
no,
don't
it's just like,
I, like yeah no.
I mean you have it's your boyfriend so yeah I wouldn't like finger my girlfriend every single time before we banged. I would just bang her. She's my girlfriend. It's it's been established. You have like a sex
you only
down.
Finger bang non-girlfriendy
no I would finger my girlfriend as well and go down my girlfriend, but I feel like, you know, during the course of a relationship, you have like
the stakes are a little different.
Yeah, you just have some casual, super casual. Like, what are we watching? Let's just have a little sex, get back to watching.
Yeah.
And so, if you fuck up, it's not a big deal. She'll
you
be
need
there
like
tomorrow.
Stuff to break
do
up
you
the
finger,
next, like,
do you finger
Netflix
Liz
binges.
Before sex?
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
What? How? What is wrong? What happened just now?
Yeah, why'd you get annoyed?
Ugh,
I don't
God,
think you got annoyed.
Sometimes.
I think it sounded more like you were just like, I mean, it's like you just.
I mean, yeah, sometimes, sometimes not. You know? Can I tell you this?
Yes.
Personally, reaching age, I don't like fingering people.
Yeah?
I just don't. I don't.
What do you like doing,
I can
Nate?
See that guy. I'll lick a girl.
Yeah.
All over the goddamn place.
Good.
Put the things in the stuff. But fingering a girl, I'm not in grade 8 anymore. I mean, we fucking passed this.
I mean, dude,
we did
sometimes
this.
You gotta do both at the same time.
I'll touch the thing, but I mean, I'm going in with a hand. Come on. Am I a surgeon, for fuck's sake? What am I going in there for?
Could be.
I could learn.
I still think fingering is great.
If you went to school, you'd know how to be a surgeon.
So I apologize for telling everybody to drop out. Get back in there. That school will still have you.
God.
Plus go, Michigan. Roll damn tide.
Roll.
You know what I mean, though? Like, grade 8,
yeah,
fingering was
for
the coolest
sure.
thing
Here's
in the world.
The thing.
You come to school and you go, guess what I did?
So you don't like hand jobs?
No, I'm not in grade 8.
Right, see, that's the thing. I still think they feel good, and it's the
they
mental.
They feel okay,
the
but I can do it.
But I think the mental
I'm not
part
a hand
of it.
Job. I haven't been a hand job guy since Brian McKnight was cool. Now I'm like, you know.
He just sang at one of the playoff games.
He's not cool anymore, though.
We're
dude.
Not talking
he
dry, though.
He ain't cool anymore, dude.
But he killed it.
Sure. What do you sing? Back at one? What do you sing?
No, he sang the national anthem.
Oh, good. Well, fuck it. That's good. Not cool. When he was cool with Back at One, that's when hand jobs were the greatest thing in the world. Those dry ass fucking
yeah, but,
dusty claw hand jobs.
He's
that
not
used to
talking
get.
About yeah. those kinds
no,
of hands.
No, not at
I
all.
Know, but
the
I'm
girl
talking
licks
about
her hand
no.
or spits on it and
well,
she
we
got to
do that. If you're a human being,
great.
You got to at least do that. It's okay, but I mean, you yeah. still want more because you've done the other things now. You pay tax. You've put your dick in a thing. We're just going to get jerked off and leave? Come on.
If it's like a casual
Come on.
Thing, it's like it's possible.
At a bar, maybe.
At
maybe
a
if you're at a bar.
Case, I support your lifestyle with this.
It's
I'm in
like,
support.
What do I need? Sex and blowjobs? I get blowjobs.
Look, if you're at a Fridays, you meet a waitress, you tell her to fucking drop those goddamn fajitas off at that table, then jerk you off in a bathroom, and she's cool with that, that's an acceptable place for a handjob.
It's so nice and
but
casual,
in a
too.
House you that you're alone, less... no parents, you're just going to get jerked off and leave?
Nate, I'm with
no.
you on this one.
Thank
no.
you, Jesus.
That's not happening.
There you go. Okay,
he's not
no,
saying, but that's, okay, not that's like a foreplay-ish myself. Thing.
Here's the reason.
Yeah. I'm not saying yeah. not yeah. for foreplay. I'm saying only thing,
no,
hand
yeah.
job.
Only thing, hand job?
Yes. We're adults, guys.
First hookup?
I've never, ever in my
really?
Life gotten...
No, I'm saying first hookup. I'm saying what if the first time you start sleeping with somebody...
No,
and
put your mouth on
you get...
it a little bit. Put your mouth on it a little bit.
I hooked up
We're
with this
adults.
Just, it felt... Okay, so I was with this girl... And she was Australian, but I don't know if that's like an Australian thing. Like, they don't want to go
not.
Too far.
It's not. Yeah, I've been with
yeah,
a...
Yeah, you've been yeah. with Australian. They're like, they're real open.
That.
Can we say quickly...
She didn't do it. She's Australian.
This is
no,
a, you know
how
they
are. Thing.
This is a side note, and,
like
and maybe
weird...
people will be mad at me. I feel the Australian accent is the worst one a woman can have. Maybe
really?
I'm, it's like a truck just fucking flying down a highway.
No, there's
one. Anyway, ones. Which one?
I mean, I'll get... If I had a list, I could point out like 10.
Russian?
Russian ain't worse than fucking Australian.
Russian's bad.
I thought Chilean wasn't great.
What the fuck do they say?
Either way, so...
I had sex with a Chilean girl in college, and she was like, I must go. And I was like, all right, no problem, but it was just really annoying.
That sounded hot to me. I mean, I just almost started jerking off.
It was just so, like...
By the way, I wanted to say that I've never gotten, in my entire life, gotten, like, a hand job from start to finish. Ever.
Ever.
Never.
Think about
I
that
I used
now.
To be, when I first started giving hand jobs, like,
I've gotten
in high
like,
school,
oh, I'm gonna
I
touch
was terrible.
A little bit and then
yeah.
stop. But it's never
hurting,
been, like,
guys?
A full hand job.
Of course
job.
You were terrible.
Oh, I was terrible.
Women
I had no
are
idea.
Terrible at it.
Listen, no one jerks a dick,
yeah.
my dick, better than me.
No, it's my dick. Nobody drives my car
so
better
Jewish,
than me.
I'm so Jewish mothering this pot. I'm like, may I okay?
No, all it's
right.
not a maybe or okay.
Throw
Any woman who
jobs.
Just starts with touching dicks, you're bad at it. As soon
yeah.
as a woman starts touching a dick, you're awful. You don't
you
know,
what, you
go
know
too far
is?
Up, you go
oh,
too far down.
Too far down is the most painful.
Too far down is offensive.
You start
offensive.
Pulling the base. You start it, pulling the base,
oh
and
my,
all of a sudden my skin from my
yeah,
groin's
yeah,
coming
yeah.
with
I think
you.
If you grab the head and you come down too hard, that's way worse.
It's way worse. I had a woman do both
your,
one time.
Your foreskin's getting pulled against
She went too far up
down.
And too
like,
far
oh.
down. My dick got like a fucking rash. It hurt bad for days
I
after.
I have stopped girls from touching my dick because of that.
Yeah, like, oh, I did that one time too. A woman slapped my dick out of nowhere, and I was like, we're done. We can't
she
do this anymore.
She did not slap you.
Yes, she did.
That's just what she's into, Nate.
No, this is what happened. She slapped my dick. She went like this. Here's my dick. Just fucking, I pulled that right out. Crushed it, crushed my dick, and then asked me if I had a condom. And I was like, you can put your stuff back on. And there's the door.
There's the door.
That's slapped my dick.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Just punched my dick. Well, slapped it. Punched
but
my dick.
But still.
She just slapped her vagina to see how she likes that.
But I mean, that's not how you start with a dick.
If any girl ever gives
don't kickstart a dick by just slapping it.
You don't have to choke the penis really hard.
Just, you know,
that's like a
and
thing
don't
most
get,
guys
don't
don't
grab
like.
The bottom. Choke up on the bat and swing
and
away.
And don't lick it like it's a fucking popsicle. You know what I mean? That's... Put it in your goddamn head. Don't just hold it and be like, nah, nah,
in
nah,
your
nah
head.
Like you're a kid with a melty ice cream cone on a boardwalk. Put it in your mouth, for Christ's sake. Nah, 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 nah.
That's happened to you?
Yes. Of course it has. There's women out there.
There's women out there.
I saw that in a porn once, actually, where a girl was just like...
Yeah, like a lizard.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like an iguana. Yeah, that's bad. You got to put it
like
in
this?
The mouth.
That's horrible.
Like, imagine if a man did that, just vagina. Babe. It's disgusting.
I would be upset.
Yeah, of course you would. You got to get in there.
Get in there.
Dive in there.
Get in there. It's like a third base coach. Get in here.
Just waving you in. Like, go home.
Don't just grab up. Nim, 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 nim. That's my impression of that.
So today, I guess we're going to be talking about threesomes, too.
Yeah.
Could talk about that.
Yeah.
What was the original topic? How
threesomes.
Did we all, a woman, no,
oh,
sorry.
Anal sex.
A woman, I almost said a woman called in, but a woman emailed and said, how do I put a penis in it?
So Nate, have you ever had a threesome?
No.
What about you, Case?
I had one, and then I almost had another one. And then the almost one was very disappointing.
Cause wait, why?
Because the one that I had was like...
Was it two girls?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never ever wanted to have sex and have another man be present. I don't understand that. I don't know.
What if it's
why.
The woman's husband?
The least.
Oh my God.
No.
It's kind of hot,
least,
right?
I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's
I
a thing
name,
that people
names,
are into.
But I know two guys that work construction on Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And they consistently double team men's wives while they're not home. I am never getting work done in my house, ever.
How funny is it that so many people are into that?
Oh, it's insane. And all these housewives, a lot of times it's like a guy's like a surgeon. He has like a big, super important, but they're double teaming this girl. One time they double teamed a woman who, and you know, obviously they're into it. And her husband was home and he was downstairs and he was in a wheelchair. And he yelled up, he goes, I know what you're doing up there, you whore.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dude, you think this
man.
Is like, this is par for the course. This is just, you know, regular dudes working regular jobs.
That's some real people problems right
there. That's a real person problem.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Your husband can't walk. You have to get fucked by two construction workers. Yep. And he's downstairs in a wheel.
Yelling at you.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing up there, you whore.
Dad, I was like, this is
you're
so horrible.
I couldn't. That's fucked up.
You're not taking half.
You're taking it both.
Wait, why
I never
almost...
wanted to see it. I think it's so... Honestly, this is the thing. It's like... You know, it just seems like I'm going to make like this big realization. Naked men are gross to me, and I don't enjoy seeing them. So that will, it's a boner killer, like 100%.
But, okay, so why did the almost
like a thing
one
I would
not
think
go
of
down?
To not have sex would be a naked, to not come during sex would be a naked dude. That would be like a good go-to to just not come.
It's a red flag.
How did the threesome almost happen?
Yeah, like why? No, like why didn't it?
Why didn't it? Because one girl got really drunk and then had to go home. And then neither of them, for some reason, there was a third girl, and neither of them could let the third one know this was happening for some reason or other. I guess she didn't want to be left out or I don't know. But we were at a bar, and there was – so the bar had a back room, and the back room had a bar. And each girl would ask me if they could talk to me for a second, and they would take me to the back room. They would make out with me, and then the other one would come back in and be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And then we'd go to the room, and then eventually we were just both, three of us in there, we're all making out, and I was like, this is great. This is like this is happening at a bar. Because the first threesome I had didn't initiate until we were at my room.
Mm-hmm.
But making out two women
I
in
love
a bar,
that you went from house to room.
Yeah.
You were about to say, my room.
I live in an apartment. There's no house.
From my big sprawling beach prop. My room. It's my room.
I got a room.
We drove there in my Ferrari. I had the top down to the subway. I was on the subway. Just couldn't even go with your own. You instantly brought it down.
We walked by my butler. It's a Swiffer. He's a Swiffer.
Swiffer the butler.
Yeah, and we were, so that was cool. But like, so the first threesome I had, the only threesome I ever had, the girl, me and her started hooking up, and her friend just fell asleep on my floor.
Jeez.
And then her friend just wakes up while I'm on the bed naked, like making out with her friend. I don't know how to explain this. My feet were off the edge of the bed. They were on the floor, and my back was on the bed. So I was like kind of off. And then the girl I'm making out with, she's at the top of my bed, and she had just been doing stuff to me. She just, at that point, we were just making out. Her friend gets up, just comes over to where I'm lying down, like gets underneath between me and goes, she just looks at me and she goes, "Is it okay if I do this?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't have a problem. I got no issues with this at all.
Is this okay? Is it okay?"
I think she was asking her friend.
But you answered like, "No, I'm cool."
I was like, I said that and I was like, "Oh, you're talking to her. Okay, sorry about that. I thought you were asking me."
Swiffer, get my pants.
Swiffer.
Imagine, no, this is not
Judge Foreman Grill, burgers for everyone. and that was it. I mean, otherwise it's just a play-by-play. So that happened, but the almost one, the girl got drunk and they had to take a cab. And then I ended up getting really lucky because I ended up hooking up with the one girl out of the two. But it was my friend was there from LA. He had a show. He was like filming out here. And then me, him, and the girl take a cab because she lived in like Chelsea and I'm in like Hell's Kitchen. So we get to Chelsea and I look at her and I'm like, "Hey, do you mind if I use your bathroom?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure." And then I go, "Yeah, 1 second." I run back to the cab, open the door. I look at my friend and I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm not coming back to this cab. You got to go." He goes, "Man, I just got to pay for this cab now." I'm like, "You got to make sacrifices." I just shut the door and ran inside. And then me and her hooked up at her place. And then I ended up going back to my place because she had like, I don't know why. I guess it didn't matter, but she lives with these two gay guys. I don't know if that means that like, I guess they would have been more invading of her privacy. But I guess they could like hear her if she did stuff. So went back to my place, hooked up, and that was it. Yeah. But it was so disappointing still. Even while I was with her, I was like, "This is nice." But I thought I was going to have a threesome. Like, I thought this was going to be a whole other thing. What is happening right now? Every other day of my life is not a threesome. Don't tell me you're going to have a threesome and then don't have one.
I have a question for you, Joe. Mm-hmm. If Sammy said, "I want to have a threesome with you and my friend," would you be open to that? Or would you be like, "You know what? I just feel like that could fuck up the relationship and make it weird"?
Well, here's the first part. I can't even imagine that because she's not saying that. And second, I don't see how that would hurt the relationship.
Perfect. That's just the perfect answer. That's absolutely
jealousy, or I don't know.
Why would I be jealous of her?
No, she would be jealous.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I find that
she
a lot of
fucking
times,
brought it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the jealousy thing in relationships with a threesome, I feel like a lot of threesomes don't get had because guys just don't have a like that relaxed conversation. Like, "No, I love you. I'm not gonna feel jealous. I just want to bang another chick with you. That's it." It sounds like BS.
I think it almost has to come from the woman, you know?
Yeah. But you have to pretend like, I don't want
to
sound like...
Well, yeah, you have to pretend like, you have to kind of go, "Oh, yeah, I wasn't even thinking that, but..."
If you guys want to go to Vegas, then definitely go through Vegas.com. Their site is located and tailored for Vegas. It's like having a friend who lives there and knows all the best places to go. It'll help you find hotels, hotspots, restaurants, airfare, casinos, VIP bottle service, events, and even strip clubs. Get into trouble, why not? They also have a live chat feature, so you can ask any question you want or have. They also have a price comparison tool, so if the rate drops, you can repurchase even after you book. If you put in promo code IOP, which stands for Invasion of Privacy, you get 10% off everything, excluding airfare, plus hotel package. All you have to do is go to their homepage, Vegas.com, click on the microphone, and put in our code.
Kate, have you had a threesome, and would you have a threesome?
Yes.
I have not had a threesome, and I would not have a
two
threesome.
Dudes and you.
Nope. No.
Four
no.
Dudes.
How do you feel about two dudes?
Five dudes, Kate. Five
more
dudes
attractive?
And you.
I could watch it in a porn, although
Kate,
I try not to watch
if you
porn
had
anymore.
To choose, if you had to choose, two dudes or two girls?
So that's three girls.
That's crazy.
Not
you
a
have
triple
to think about
match.
It. Why isn't it?
That's
I'm
three
really
tampons.
Logical.
Three tampons to rip out, or
two dragons.
One tampon and then two men pulling.
I think
on their
I'd rather
dicks.
The girls.
Oh come on.
Because why?
Boo. No. A dude.
Because logically,
boo.
I would
all
think
the
it'd
penises.
Be two guys.
All the penises would be overwhelming.
Boo.
Overwhelming.
Because then you have one in your vagina, and then it's I don't know.
You ever buy two hot dogs? Is that a problem for you? Kate, little anal.
I don't want two hot dogs.
Kate, why are you saying all the penises?
Can you stop
like,
booing me?
30. You're like, all the penises.
Yeah. Two.
Like, you got to fight through
two.
Them. Like
I think I.
What if you pick two guys with very small?
I don't
to
really
want to
have a threesome. I don't want to. I don't really have that desire. My ex-husband always wanted me to have threesomes, and I gave it a thought. Like I was like, "This is what makes you happy. Let me think on it." And I was like, "It's. I'd be jealous.
You think that's
it's
the
not.
Reason?
I just don't like it.
The pressure for the threesome. That
what if like,
the
what,
have,
like, what
a
if, like two 4-inch dicks?
What?
What about 2 4-inch
to make
sticks?
One regular 8-inch dick?
I don't want
if your dick is under 8 inches, it's not regular. Guys, if you have under 4-inch penis and you want to have sex with Kate Wolf, please call into the podcast.
I don't want
to
have
before
a
you call in, they'll go to Vegas.com and book your flight.
I'd rather not have a threesome with girls or guys.
Can I
it's
tell you this?
I'd rather one-on-one, intimate.
Ex-girlfriend,
yeah.
These intimate fucking. Can you just have one interaction with a human being that's just sexual? Can it ever just
no,
be that?
No, I don't like it.
Let's watch Home Alone
I've
and fucking
tried,
stare into each other's eyes, beat each other off, and then you go home. Can it ever just be sex?
Nathan
McIntosh. Tonight on Hard Copy. Sex.
I have done that before in my life, and I don't like it. It's not as hot. It's not as enjoyable. I don't like it.
It's not hot, unless
like
you're drunk,
and then it's really hot.
Can I say this?
I don't drink.
Exactly. I'm saying that's the reason. If you drank, you would start enjoying some of this.
Maybe I should take up drinking.
You really need to be drunk to have a good
old
one
girlfriend
night stand,
of mine. Old girlfriend of mine was. She told me one day that she was like 60% into men, 40% into women. Right.
And not a bad like, sentence to hear.
I guess, yeah, you're sitting
that's
there.
That's a solid percentage.
Yeah.
I like the ratio.
And then, but then I was like, so we started talking about, but then she there was no having another, even though she said she was into women, there was no having women, me, her, and woman.
Girls, they say like, oh, I see, I'm kind of lesbian because I see hot girls and I'm like, she's hot. Like, that doesn't make you.
No, women are hot, yeah. Women are hot. I mean, if you don't if you don't think women are hot, you're just crazy. Even gay men think women are hot. They're hot.
Yeah.
Women are gorgeous. Boobs. What do you want? You grab her tits, you grab the ass. If you're a gay man.
Yeah, if you're a gay man, grab your ass.
But yeah, even her who was like into it was like, no, we're not. We would never. Because she even said she'd be jealous. But I'm like, you're into it, you maniac. What are you talking about?
I would rather hook up with a girl one-on-one than have a threesome situation.
So any situation you would like to
what kind of girl?
One-on-one.
Yeah. What kind of girl? What are you looking for when you're looking for a girl to hook up with? Seriously.
What about
big tits?
Chilean.
Small ass? Anal?
Serbian
tits.
I haven't been attracted to actually many girls that I've known or seen, but the couple that I've been attracted to.
Who are they? Hot.
Cute.
I'm not gonna say.
Oh, their name? Well, are they not famous?
No,
people,
they're not
they?
Famous people.
People
I was
know?
Actually attracted to two people I knew. That's it in my life. And
okay.
It wasn't the features that, like, they were both beautiful women.
Yeah, it was.
But they had different, like, one was a little more buxom, like, big boobs,
sure.
Like, curvy, like that.
Right.
And then the other one was, had, like, boobs, but
again?
She wasn't.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. I like this. Just keep going.
I like the movement here.
Like a wave. She was like an ocean.
She just buxom.
She was like the Pacific. Can you picture
you
that?
You know what I mean? Like, she was more like Kate, what's that girl? Upton?
But Kate
like
Upton,
even,
yeah.
Uptown.
Yeah.
Kate
even,
Uptown.
But with
Uptown.
More of a butt, like more of like the hourglass than that, even.
Great.
Oh. What's her name?
And then,
Kate Hendrick. No. Who's
this
the girl
girl's
from,
a hot girl. But then, and then the other girl was more like a Heather Graham looking chick. And
that's nice.
She's hot too. What are you talking
about?
She's super
hot.
No, but I'm saying, but they're not like, they didn't have the same.
Heather Graham
was
very
thin
with giant breasts.
Heather Graham looks like a bag of shit.
No, what I'm saying is one is curvier. Like you're saying, what do you like? The big boobs. And I'm like, one had the bigger, one had the smaller. It was more of like.
Okay, but we're not talking about those. Now, today, women that you'd want to have sex with, if you could have, you said, yeah, I'd rather have sex with one woman than 70 dicks. So the woman that you'd like to have sex with now, what's she look like? Her hands done?
No, it doesn't. It does. I'm telling you, like
ponytail?
Even if you said what
yeah,
kind
she
of
have her hair washed?
No, even if you said what kind of a guy I'm into, and I'm not just saying this. People don't. There's not like a look. It's more of like the chemistry and that energy I get.
The energy.
From him.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is there
like,
any?
She's got to be a Pisces, is what you're saying.
Yeah, is there any?
You know what I'm saying? It's like
are there
I don't
any
have
conversations
a type.
That cannot just be set sure. In reality. Can we just have like a?
It is in reality.
No, but
you're
we're not talking about
dick.
Reality. I'm talking about if you just a woman. What type of woman would it
I
be?
I don't have a type.
Oh God, we're talking fun here. You know. I could answer if you were like, what kind of
fine,
dude? I wouldn't go, I'm not into guys.
Fine,
I would
fine,
go,
fine. Shut
long
up.
Legs.
Nate,
four.
Shut
cowboy
up.
Hat.
Nate, shut up.
High
shut
top
up.
Sneakers.
Somebody call my mom. I don't know.
Green socks. Boxer briefs.
Wait, hold on. I want to hear this again.
Good.
If we're going to just talk
right.
About what kind of body type I find
right.
The most beautiful
yes.
Or hot, it's like a like Jennifer Lawrence kind of that thing.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Like
great
she's got
body
like
type.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, like she's got like big boobs, but they're not like super big. Yeah. And she's got like a butt, but it's not like,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Nice face.
I like, yeah, I like pretty. That.
So there's
look.
An answer. That's it. There's right. an answer.
But I don't
and you
know
have zero
looks,
chemistry looks, with Jennifer Lawrence.
Then looks. I wouldn't do it. It's not like.
I'm not. Oh, God. Sometimes things are just fun, Kate. And then other times things are
it's
super real.
It's not fun
based.
To me. Okay, whatever.
What if you want
like,
to
like, would
have
you
sex
suck Sofia Vergara's dick? I guess.
Yes.
What's your what what's your favorite what, type of guy?
Yeah, like as a as he a guy visually, what's your, the most like
type? What's your type?
Gets you ticked off. You're like, what? What is this? Who? What? What?
I mean, I like someone who seems this. Healthy, like in shape, but not like big, like overly big right. muscle gym.
Stop
type.
Ripping on these gym guys, by the way.
I'm not into it.
They open yeah. up to you when they go, hey, I like going to the gym for 2 hours, and you just keep shitting on these people. Last podcast, this
Can
podcast.
Can you let me talk?
I'm letting you talk, Kate.
You're not
I don't,
letting
I don't
talk.
Like what I'm hearing. I don't like what I'm hearing at all.
Anyway,
hey,
so Mac I
Josh
like.
Is a former bodybuilder. That's why he's so upset about this.
I guess a guy
I was
who's got like
1972.
But I'm not just saying this. Yeah. To be honest, it doesn't matter to me. I've right. dated dudes like who were not in great shape. It didn't. I found them so hot and sexy.
Right.
Do you
right.
see though that I'm just talking? We're just talking like you know. Can't, it's all like if you were gonna
but
ask
fine.
Me.
But fine. Kate,
I feel visually.
The same way.
Who, if you had to pick a visual type?
That's what we're saying. Just
that's
like
all.
Just in the fun.
Maybe
universe.
Like a oh, Justin Timberlake-ish type
oh,
thing.
Oh, all right, there you all go.
Right. Now we're all gonna pounce on that. Like, all right, Justin
sexy.
Timberlake.
That's
my type. Bam, 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 bam.
Even if
but
you didn't
think,
have, even if you didn't have chemistry
bunch,
with him, even if you didn't have chemistry with him,
then I wouldn't want to do it.
You wouldn't do it. You'd no. see Justin Timberlake in there.
Is part of that because of his status? Is it because you know he's just? You said Justin Timberlake type. I get you naming
I
a guy
like,
we all know.
No,
but
I like
is
his body type. I like he seems like he's kind of in shape, but not overly. And I also like his person. It seems like
do you
he's
like,
fun.
Like, bye bye bye. Like you want like the music part of it
we'll
is that
NSYNC?
At four?
If yeah, I was an NSYNC. Like, I was an NSYNC
back.
Fan.
Yeah,
I was an NSYNC fan.
So was I.
What about Joey Fatone?
Ew, no.
Wow, he's listening. And he just shit.
Joey Fatone. Don't put down the God, poor Mr. Fatone.
Cut that out, Jesus.
Joey Fatone looks like a 65-year-old
This episode is sponsored by Joey Fatone and Joey Fatone's new band. If you want to hear Joey Fatone's new band, you can go to joyfatone.com for a 10% off Fatone Hotel.
Wait, so what?
But the 10% off excludes hotel and airfare.
Male crush?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Timberlake's pretty great.
Grant Gustin? No, I was sitting on that one
that?
For a while.
Who is Grant Gustin?
Huh?
Gustin?
The Flash?
Who's that?
Huh?
He's talking about the show?
He's a cute man.
The show? I don't know who it is.
You know who's a good-looking dude? Captain America?
Yeah. What's his name?
Chris
I don't know
Evans. Chris Evans.
That's so obvious. He's huge.
Chris Evans. God. He's too big.
See, yeah,
too
that's
big.
Not my. That's
I
not
like
my type.
The,
that's what I'm
I like
saying.
The lean
not
guy.
My
he's
type.
Too big. His
you
fucking
want
chest
upper body
is massive.
Guy.
Like,
you
dude,
know?
I want a little bit of room on the bed. You know what I mean? Stop going to the.
Yeah.
You're puffed out here.
Stop being so mean to these big guys.
He wasn't always.
We're
like
at
that.
The gym all the time.
Do you realize that I'm at least having a fun time, and you're like, but I can't be with a woman if I don't have a chemistry with him.
But that's my life. That's true.
We're not talking real life.
We're not, Kate. I don't want to fuck Chris Evans.
I know. I don't want to fuck him
But he'd be too
either.
Big. I think he'd like, throw me around.
There you go.
That.
You're tossing
now, on the other hand, Thor.
Christian Bale. Huh?
He's kind of beautiful.
Christian Bale.
God, Christian Bale. You are. You have no standards.
In pastor. When he, Christian Bale's great.
Yo, you're just
First of all, he's got that accent. Second of all, he'll slap his own mother. No. I mean, the guy's pretty hot.
He seems a little bit too much of a bad boy for me. I need
that's what I'm saying. I like it.
I want something that's a little bit more accessible.
He's coming home.
I don't want to feel like it's dangerous.
Yeah, you know yeah,
I
mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why Grant Gustin. Like, I need some guy
who
thin upper body.
Guy?
I don't know.
The
this
Flash.
Guy is.
Watch the Flash. It's on the CW.
I gotta go. I gotta Google this. Grant Gustin.
Yes. What's weird about that is that he's the only man I've ever said I've had a man on man.
I will
that's
say
younger
this,
than me.
The only way I can have sex.
This guy's trash.
Let me see. The only way I can have sex with any of these men, if I can sit down with them and actually have some sort of conversation where I know that their heart is in the right place and their chi is in the same center of gravity that mine is, and that we're both sitting on mountains doing yoga poses. This guy's awful.
Have you not?
I mean, what
wait,
the fuck?
Let me say.
Google him in the Flash costume.
No. So you want to fuck the Flash? You're talking about the Flash.
Give us the
because I'd fuck Batman, and that's Christian Bale. But that guy, I mean, come on.
He's in a he was.
I'm not into him.
No.
He was in that show
no, it's
people
cool.
sang
it's fine.
A lot.
You have terrible standards. It's cool.
What's even with yeah. that smile? Did he know that he was going to be... Is he from Vancouver? Where's this guy from?
Yeah, you're damn right he's from
no,
Vancouver.
No, he's not. He's from
hey, man,
Virginia.
All the best guys are from Vancouver.
He's from Virginia. He's right. From the States. Born. I'm sorry. Just
you're goddamn right.
He's an American actor. He's best known for his roles as Ice Gun. Either way.
Great. He can sing. That's nice. You want a guy who can sing? Entertain you a little bit?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sounds like you want to really connect to his soul and his chi, Case.
Yeah, I don't want just some dangerous guy that's going to just leave. Like, you know?
Yeah.
When I come over to Liz's tomorrow, you be gone.
Christian Bale.
I will be gone if we're not going to have fun conversation. If it was like, yo, if you wanted to fuck a burger, what kind of burger would it be? And you're like, I'm just not into burgers. That's not the conversation.
I wouldn't want to talk about what burger I want to fuck because I don't want to think about a burger to me as a dead cow. So you're right. Okay?
You'd be the worst person on a road trip. You would be the absolute worst person on
a
road trip.
You went on a road trip with me.
It was terrible.
It's coming out.
It was a good time, actually.
It was fun.
But, I mean, you can't be like, you can't be, you know what I mean? The fucking super reality over here, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. But, you know, Christian Bale, I just.
Yo, what about Gordon Ramsay, huh? Is too much of a bad boy?
Oh, gross.
I would, honestly, I like how established he is.
My favorite person of all time. Fight Club, Brad Pitt.
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
And Pamela Anderson from Baywatch. I mean, what else?
Well, Pamela Anderson.
Of course, we're gonna mention Brad Pitt. Fight Club. Come on. That didn't even need to be said. Yeah. Anyone that's listening knows Brad Pitt. Fight Club. Has there been a better?
What about
thing?
Carmen Electra back in the day?
Carmen Electra in 10 years from today.
Yes.
Carmen Electra.
Electra looks good, and definitely
like
years
Yasmin
ago.
Yasmin
Bleeth is gorgeous. Yeah. And was,
it
for
was,
sure.
Yeah, I'm not
for
sure, sure who that is.
Did you guys used
Baywatch.
To like Kelly Kapowski? From
yes.
Yes.
To this day.
I was into
Did
it.
Did you see her in the reunion?
Yeah.
She looked great.
She looked
and
so
she was
kinda,
pregnant. I was like, come on.
You know, I was always more into was fucking Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Number one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those lips?
Too.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, her body is and face.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and
yeah.
Candace,
oh, my God.
Candace from Full House, the oldest DJ.
DJ.
Oh, my God.
DJ's looking good, yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Interesting.
And
what about John Stamos, though?
But we're talking,
oh, my God. I mean, the 90s.
All right. If we're going number top two, Stamos, Zach Morris together.
Wow.
I would hang out with both.
I thought he said he'd get gangbanged. I thought
no,
that's where that was going.
No, I'm not gross.
That's what I heard, dude.
I want two guys at once.
I heard Stamos, Morris on the other side.
Yeah, Zach Morris. I'm not going to call him Mark Paul. I'm just going to call him Zach. Because in the fantasy, he'd have to be Zach. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want some guy.
He's got to dye his hair
Mark
to blonde.
You have to take like those timeouts.
I want him to say timeout.
Yeah, timeout. As he's blowing you, timeout. He leaves, goes to get some water,
timeout.
Talks to the camera.
That's cool, man.
Case got a little weird dick in there, and I don't think I want to go back in, but I have to because I'm part of his dream. Timeout, and then goes back in.
Friends
See, just a fun
forever.
Conversation, Kate.
I got it.
About Zach Morris, you know?
Well, I said Jennifer Lawrence.
I mean, we got off John Stamos too quick.
What happened to the anal thing? Did we help that woman out? Did she?
We helped her.
Don't act experienced. Don't act inexperienced. Just slip it in with some lube, but you're all good. Have sex beforehand. Right? I think those are most of the points.
Case, our anal expart.
Know the dude. Can we say know the dude?
You should know the guy.
You should know the
dude.
Know
the dude.
Don't just leave afterwards. That's weird, too.
Find a guy who's going to want to have sex with you, but then also have sex with your heart and mind afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, I like all that one.
Like, his dick goes into your ass, but his mind goes into your soul.
Exactly. Yeah.
Those two things have to line up.
All three of those
beautiful.
Things.
That was beautiful.
It's like a human centipede, but
all right. All right. I get it.
Well, we are talking about centipedes.
You don't even need to have the sex. Just have the mind and the soul thing.
Stare stare into his eyes, and if he can stare
for
back
45 for minutes.
45 minutes, and if he can
no
hold
blinking.
It, no blinking, and you're both just gushing tears because your eyes need to blink, that's when you know you've found your chi master, and that is when... you take those tears that you put them into your ass, and then that's the loop.
You don't even see what they look like now. You just see what they looked like as a child.
Yeah. You see them at their root form. You see them at their root form, which is a plant with one leaf on it blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And then you have sex with that plant.
One petal on.
I'm not sure where we are anymore.
You know that spinning leaf they sometimes show on things? It's like you put it in the water and it spins? That's what you want out of a man. He's the spinning leaf to your river.
Just in like a top hat?
Yes. In just a top hat.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
It's filled up with stuff?
You just you get him to drop a leaf in, and if it spins, he's the one you let have sex with your ass. If
hey, Nate, I didn't want to bring this up, but your energy today has been really blue.
Disgusting?
No, just like a very blue energy.
Like
what
sad?
Does that mean?
Do you mean sad? Do you mean blue in the sad sense or blue in the
case? I didn't mean it. I was just trying to.
You meant the color. You didn't say the color you meant, but you feel a color right
there. There's a color.
Blue
there's
in comedy
there's
means like you've been disgusted.
Blue in comedy, yeah.
So I was trying to figure out what.
No, I didn't mean it like
blue
that.
Blue in like energy. I don't know what it means.
What are the colors? Can you go purple?
I'm not getting a very purple energy from you.
What
color energy am I right now?
Say orange. Just say orange, huh? Just say orange. I see orange in the eyes.
I like that you're really thinking about it. She's making a lot of intense eye contact, so I feel like I'm beaming my energy to her. And
we can talk about it after.
Vulnerable.
We can talk about it after.
What about me? What am I look like?
Oh, just black. Just tar black.
I'm not even sure. Is that?
Wow.
I'm not. I wasn't even being serious with Nate.
Kate, why did this one? Why did this one? We go into a weird place.
Gave you a nice dark green.
Kate, hold
I'm
my hand.
I'm just feeling tired.
Kate, hold my hand.
Like your sweater.
Guys, can we all hold hands? I feel like it'd be great to connect.
Hold his hand.
So this is the human centipede that we're talking about.
Brad Pitt Fight Club.
And now, if we were all at the end of this, everybody, here's the thing about anal sex: you need to be connected with the human being. And also, here's the other thing about living a life. You know, we're all the same color.
Yeah.
Well,
blue.
Yeah. We're all blue.
Blue. Blue is the natural state
blue
of everybody.
Is the natural state. Mm.
So, Case, you're like a sky blue.
Thanks, man.
Joe, that's you're like a dark blue.
I'll take it.
What am I?
Kate, you're like ocean blue.
Cool.
And I'm like a
aqua blue.
There we go.
I like
aqua
that,
blue.
Man.
And
man,
I feel so close to everyone. Right
you know,
now.
I really feel connected. I just want to get back to the beginning of it. You know what I mean? When we started this podcast, it felt like it was a really good time.
It was.
And then we flew off the goddamn rails.
I'm a little disappointed we're not talking about dudes you want to bang anymore, but yeah. That's fine.
Dude, I don't even know. Like,
I'm sorry.
Now,
my energy brought it down. I'm feeling.
Why'd you let go of my hand?
Because my hands are clammy.
You fucking kidding me?
My
right
hands
now?
Are
we
sorry.
Try to bring the no,
okay.
Get your goddamn clammy cold hand up. We try to bring the energy back up, and she's just letting go of the circle. Is this how seance works?
No.
God, what were we gonna say, Joe? I apologize.
I don't know where we are.
John Stamos.
We're in a vortex.
Oh. Guys, we gotta wrap this up.
That's good.
Okay, let's do it.
Vegas.com style.
the way they wrap it up in Vegas.
Wrap up
anal sex, I feel too often can make you feel guilty.
Okay, so don't.
just throwing it out there. Maybe don't have it too often.
And Case, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Case Rosso. Or you can find me going on Vegas.com. which excludes hotel.
Flight
and airfare. That only the 10% you don't have.
You're damn right.
Did the woman who talked about anal sex, did she say, like, what, is she religious? Is she not religious?
She just wanted, maybe she's, like, about to try it, and she just
Does
wanted some
matter?
Tips.
She just wants
Oh,
it
matters. If you're religious, that's going to hurt more.
What if she's one of those girls that...
Because then you're fighting Jesus, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're getting a dick in your ass, which hurts, but then you're also fucking God.
I don't think Jesus defends buttholes anymore.
No, what about
Jesus
those Christian girls?
Jesus is super into not touching
no,
the butthole.
No, a lot of the Christian
thing,
girls, they were
anal,
going
they
to anal. Yeah,
they have anal to not
virginity.
Yeah, and they're having anal sex.
Doesn't watch the ass. What a weird thing.
I
want
to meet one of these girls, not to have sex with, just to like be like, so you had anal sex as your first sex. Like, that's got to be.
Well, technically, they're like, I didn't have sex. I just didn't
right.
Know.
There was something right. in there. I don't know
Blowjobs
what it was.
Count?
All right, Nathan, where can they find you?
I think scientifically.
NathanMackintosh.com. Twitter at Nathan Mackintosh.
If you guys want to find me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato. Kate
at. At the Kate Wolf. Email invasion of privacy podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thanks.